Thanks for listening to this bonus podcast from Faith Radio. I'm Susie Larson, host of Susie Larson Live. I'll also be a faculty member at the 2020 Northwestern Christian Writers Conference. Recently, I sat down with a few of my fellow conference faculty members to chat about the writing industry, the process of writing, writers' conferences, and the writing life. Here's my conversation with Kathleen Kerr. A number of years ago, I served as a faculty member for the She Speaks Conference, and I decided to sit in on a workshop taught by Kathleen Kerr. I leaned in and listened to every word she had to say. I knew we needed her on our faculty, and she is a favorite of ours. We're so grateful to have her as a returning faculty member for the Northwestern Christian Writers Conference. Let me tell you a little bit about her, and we'll get her on the show. Kathleen Kerr is an acquisitions editor at Harvest House Publishers. She's a frequent speaker at conferences around the country. She'll be teaching the breakout session, How to Avoid an Embarrassing Book Proposal. So grateful to have you with us today, Kathy. Good to have you.
Thank you so much for having me.
I always appreciate serving with you. You're focused and you're passionate and you're truthful and you're a gift to us. And before we get into just some of your own backstory, I would love to know, is there a passage of scripture that you find yourself returning to time and time again?
Yes, there is. A verse that always speaks to me so much, especially in these days of uncertainty, is a single line from Psalm 68. God promises, or the psalmist promises, God puts the lonely in families. And I have seen that so many times throughout my life. When I'm making a cross-country move to a place I don't know, starting new jobs, I trust that God is putting the lonely in families and finding community. And as we've been in all this time of uncertainty and upheaval, a time when I'm a planner and I can't make plans and I'm so far away from even my friends who live down the street, I know that God is making family for me and is making community.
Wow, that's powerful. So glad I asked. Well, talk about when you first sensed the call of God on your life, really, as it relates to working in Christian publishing.
Wow, this has been, for me, it's a journey that started when I was very, very young. Both my parents are writers and Christian writers, and they've been in this community, so I just felt like I got to grow up. I just had this inside look at what that editor-publisher relationship was like, at the work that it took, those quiet, the quiet hours that writers were putting into this work that's often unappreciated. I got to see that. And I got started in my career really when I was 16 years old. I got to work at a children's bookstore. That it was a faith-based organization, and it was just an incredible experience. Actually, it was an outgrowth of Baker Publishing. They had a little bookstore called Pooh's Corner in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And it was just the best experience. And I loved getting to put books into the hands of kids. And then when I was ready to start my career, I just wanted to get to speak into that conversation more. I wanted to have a hand in what kind of books were made, and get to give kids that, or give an adult by extension later, that really, really great experience. And then also when I was in college, I had a group of friends, and we would get together and, you know, read a lot of the latest Christian books. And some of them we didn't think were all that good. Mm-hmm. And we would talk about those and discuss them from a literary standpoint. And now I get to do that as a career, which is such a gift that we can say, if we have the best message in the world, it should be portrayed that way. We should give these books the best possible shot. This should be an excellent book of literature.
Amen and amen. Well, for those who don't understand or know what an acquisitions editor does, explain your role.
An acquisitions editor is kind of the go-between between the author and the publisher. So I get to often make an initial conversation or connection between an author and a publisher. And I get to know an author, and then if I like their work, I get to champion that inside the publishing house. So it's my job to take a proposal, shape it, make it as strong as it can possibly be, and then convince the money people at the publishing house that this is a book we should take a chance on. And then later on, I will be helping the author out with the creation of the manuscript. So it might be time for them to be just sitting and writing. They have maybe 6 to 12 months to write a book. And, you know, again, that can be a very lonely process. And I get to be the cheerleader through that. And then I also get to do the initial substantive edit. Once the book comes in, I get to take a look at this project, the whole manuscript, and give kind of a bird's eye view of how we could shape it. Should we be combining chapters? Is there a redundancy? Should we be removing a chapter? How are you taking the reader on this journey?
Wow, very good. Well, I'd love to know, Kathleen, what are some things that have surprised you over the years as you've worked in this business slash ministry?
You know, when I got started in this ministry and in this business, everyone was talking about ebooks taking over. That was when Kindle was just getting started. And there were all of these articles about the death of the printed page and the, you know, the imminent collapse of this business. And the business has been constantly changing. But one thing that has been surprising, I think, is that that hasn't happened. People are still turning to books. And I think that's because, I mean, this, and this is just my opinion, I think we have this innate need for story. And we can find that on our screens, but we also love to look at books. And I don't think books are going anywhere. I think it's such a critical ministry.
I'm just a voracious reader. I just love holding the hard copy. I love the smell of books. I like turning the page. I can't ever imagine it going away. I think a lot of people feel that way. Okay, mm-hmm. So you talked about what's surprised you. Anything that's really inspired you over the years as you've, I'm sure there are things, but times maybe when you didn't see it coming and God met you, or there was maybe a particular message you didn't know how it would land and it just, you know, inspired you to see what God did with it?
I think I have just been impressed over and over in my career and, you know, in the last few years about how books are becoming so, more and more gospel-centric. More and more writers are asking, where is Christ in this story? And they're not content just to write a self-help book, but they're really helping other readers to dive into the story of Jesus and the grace that's offered to every single one of us. And I have just been delighted by that over and over when I see writers, when I see proposals come in that have Jesus at the very core. We always talk about how we need to be meeting a reader's felt need. That phrase, felt need, is really common. And ultimately, our felt need is for Jesus Christ himself, right? And I think writers are really starting to dig into that message. And it's been a joy for me personally and edifying for me personally to get to read a lot of this and just drink in that wisdom.
You know, I got to say from a media perspective, you know, I kind of operate on both sides of the microphone as an author than daily as a radio host. And I say that's absolutely true with houses like Harvest House, Bethany House, and a handful of others. But, you know, but I've also noticed a departure. So there are those who are putting their roots down deep and that message is getting more just biblically dense, which is so powerful. And then there's the departure that just surprises me so much in liberties with language and things like that, if you know what I mean, under the guise of Christian publishing. So I'm so grateful for editors like you that really do just hold fast to the Word of God. I mean, it really, really shows as someone who's going through stacks of books every single day. Really, my hat is off to you, Kathleen, in that regard. Say a word, if you would, about the importance of a writer's conference for somebody who may have a dream to get published someday.
You know, this is all about connections. In this industry, like so many industries, it really can come down to who you know. And I think writers' conferences are hugely valuable because they help writers make those connections. And in what can, you know, I think this is the third time I've said this, it is a lonely profession. You are doing a lot of work by yourself in front of a screen, late at night, early in the morning. You don't have colleagues you're having meetings with about your manuscripts and the plot holes. It is so good to see that there are other people who are like you, who have a similar call on their lives. You know, as I was saying earlier, God puts the lonely in families, and this can be a family. And I think people will be surprised to find, and the Writers' Conference is the best place to find this, that this industry is full of people who love Jesus and love books. And I can't imagine a better industry to be in. This is a place where you can learn, where you can grow. At a conference, you will just be edified in so many ways, spiritually and intellectually.
Excellent. So good. Say a word, if you would, about your breakout session, How to Avoid an Embarrassing Book Proposal. I love it, girl. You tell it like it is. It's just my favorite. Even your titles just are fantastic, but take it from there.
Well, yeah. Let me say from the start that there is no such thing as an embarrassing book proposal. I have never, ever looked at a book proposal, and I have seen thousands of these, but I've never, ever thought, wow, this person was not ready to put this together. But I think there is a concept that people might be worried. You know, they're putting their heart on the page to be judged by someone, and I think that can be a really difficult thing to do. Or even having a meeting with an editor, people can be really concerned about how they'll be perceived. And I think, first of all, it's just important to remember the people on the other end of that inbox or the other end of the table or the other end of the screen when you're meeting an editor, they are just other people who love Jesus and who absolutely love books. So in this workshop, and I'm just going to apologize for a second, my five-year-old just came in, and I think the pink marker ran out, and that's a bit of a problem, but all good. So in this workshop, we're going to be talking about how to put your best foot forward. And I think it can be hard for people when they're starting in a new industry to know what the jargon means, to know what a lot of these ideas are exactly. So I'm just going to try to break it down. When we talk about key selling points, what are we really meaning? When I talk about platform, you hear that word, what does that actually mean? What is the best way to present this? So I'm just trying to demystify a lot of the jargon that surrounds the book proposal.
And I know for a fact you'll do just that. Last question for you, Kathleen. What advice would you have for the aspiring author listening today?
Oh, my goodness. Dig in. Dig in deep. This is not an easy process. This can be a high calling. It can be a lonely calling, but it is a calling nonetheless. I think there can be a lot of, just a lot of mystery surrounding it, a lot of feeling unqualified. There is no one else who can share your message. There is no one else who has your voice, who has your experience, who has your specific call. And I just challenge people, listeners today, to follow that call and see where it takes them. I think they'll be surprised by the journey.
Yeah, one step at a time. You know, often when I travel to these conferences and when we host our own, you know, I'll have these side conversations with friends. And I remember feeling this way myself, that once you arrive at a certain place, you're suddenly going to feel validated. And it's just not true. I mean, I feel like I'm starting over with every book. I feel like I'm actually starting over with every paragraph. I mean, I just feel like the more I learn, the less I know. So it really does require a measure of humility and grit to keep just putting one foot in front of the other, doesn't it?
Amen. Amen. It does.
Wow. Well, we thank you for your time. And, you know, this year we're online because of the COVID crisis, but Lord willing, we look forward to seeing you face to face next year. Kathleen, thank you for the great work that you do.
Thank you. Thank you for all the work and for this constant ministry.
God bless you, my friend.
And you.
Thanks for listening to another bonus podcast from Faith Radio. You can find more content and conversations like these at myfaithradio.com. And if you haven't registered yet for the 2020 Northwestern Christian Writers Conference, sign up today at northwesternchristianwritersconference.com.